New Orleans' culture is deeply connected to its music. The city is the birthplace of jazz and the hometown of many great musicians, from Louis Armstrong to Irma Thomas. Many got their start in public schools. But now those training grounds are under threat as schools change and become more focused on test scores in reading and math. Now, a group of veteran New Orleans musicians are trying to do something about it. WWNO's Jess Clark reports.
In the band room at Renew Dolores T. Aaron Academy, an elementary and middle school in New Orleans East, the brass band is doing some last-minute rehearsing before their holiday talent show. It's sounding good, but suddenly the song falls apart. Their instructor, Kevin Lewis, cuts them off and explains. This song has a traditional AABA form, typical of New Orleans music, and some students are skipping a verse.
You see what I'm saying? AABA. You're going to play.
Lewis knows what he's talking about. He's a trumpet player with the world-renowned Preservation Hall Jazz Band. He's working with these students as part of the Preservation Hall Foundation's Teaching Artist Program, which sends its musicians into public schools to beef up their music programs and teach New Orleans-style music. Lewis is helping out Dolores T. Aaron Band Director Andy Bauer. Bauer is from out of state and is glad to have Lewis's expertise.
The kids need to learn from New Orleans natives. Like, that's the way this music has always been taught.
Bauer says since he started the band program a few years ago, he's constantly had to fight for more funding. Ashley Chabancare is the director of programs for the Preservation Hall Foundation.
One of the big things that we saw as we evolved into the charter school movement was the de-evolution of what music classes were.
Chabancare says after Hurricane Katrina, music education took a back seat as schools focused on boosting math and reading scores. Many schools have only recently added back music programs. But generally, school administrators aren't making them a priority, often pulling kids out of band class for testing or extra help in reading and math.
I'm fortunate here that my administration is pretty receptive, but there's been a lot of fighting to get to that point.
Music programs across the district are stretched thin. Many schools don't have a dedicated band room. Most schools don't have enough instruments, and the ones they do have are in rough shape. Some of the instruments Bauer and Lewis's students are using are literally duct taped together. This tuba solo, for example. ...14-year-old Arnold Jackson played that riff on a tuba with a missing button. He takes it in stride.
That's all right. It's just, there's nothing wrong with it. As long as it keeps you like that, it's all good.
Arnold has been playing for 3 years, and he already knows he wants to be a professional musician. For him, band isn't just a hobby. It's training for a career. It's the whole reason he comes to school. In the gym, Arnold moves into position with the rest of the brass band for their holiday talent show. The band brings a crowd of parents and students to their feet, dancing, despite the duct-taped mouthpieces and a few missing keys. Trumpet player and instructor Kevin Lewis says struggle has always been a part of New Orleans' musical tradition.
It's not like all the great musicians that came out of New Orleans had all the best instruments and like, you know, came from a bunch of money and had everything just laid out for them. You know, that's the story of the culture here. You know, it's a survival people.
With help from culture bearers like Lewis, he has faith New Orleans music will survive too. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.
Preservation Hall Foundation is not alone in lobbying for music education. A number of groups are working to make it a priority at the district level.